Bank of Cardiff, this is Amy.
Hi, Amy. It's Jay from TransUnion.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good. Did you get my voicemail from a few hours back, by chance?
Yeah, I did get your voice
Oh, okay.
message, and you're basically just saying that like Wendy would probably be the best person to chat with about what we're looking for.
Yeah, because I don't handle the not that's FCR regulated data from
Okay.
TransUnion. We're
Yeah.
on FCR, so she would be, and I'm thinking I have no way of even, and I know that there's some products like that, but we don't offer that here.
Oh, okay. Not at least on the TLO side, is that what you're
Right,
saying? Okay.
yeah, the TLO,
Understood.
yeah, we're just the non-FCR regulated, just like she can't, she has to kind of kick it to us like we did when we onboarded you here at TLO.
Yeah.
If you were like somebody who was, if I talked to you first and said, hey, I got to pull current reports, then I would kick it up to somebody in her division or herself if she was
Okay.
the person. So, but I know there's some products you certainly want to reach out to her that can help you out with what I think you're looking for.
Yeah, it's basically, I guess, just some kind of like credit monitoring or credit triggers, like if a competitor or bank, working capital company, pulls credit on the customer, we would want to be notified on that. The UCC filings information has been really helpful for us. The only issue is that, like, once a UCC has been filed, it usually means we're too late. Like, customer has already, like, gone to a competitor or, has basically dealt with like another source. So we're just trying to see if we have any credit monitoring resources that could kind of be used more as like a preventative kind of retention tool.
Understand.
Yeah, so I did reach out to Wendy. She said she had some calls or meetings today, so hoping to touch base with her before the end of the day. But she is on the West Coast, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at her contact here. I don't engage with her too often.
Okay.
714 is West Coast. She's in Fullerton, California, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, she's the one who came to do the site, and from what it sounded like, she was just in the next county over or something.
Great.
Yeah, so I'm just looking to chat with her, and everything with the TLO side is working good. We're enjoying our the service and the content there has been great.
Excellent. Well, we like to hear that, obviously. We appreciate that. No, seriously, it's really helpful when I don't talk to a lot of customers. I mean, most of them are busy enough, and some of them acknowledge how certainly get people to say, hey, this is the best thing in the world. For their particular needs, so we appreciate
Yeah.
that.
All right, and then yeah, I was also able to set up for automatic billing.
Perfect.
Made it pretty simple. I don't think we're having any issues there either.
Excellent. Well, that's easy. Yeah, just that shouldn't be a problem. Now, I can tell you this. Just make sure that credit card is not, keep an eye on that credit card. We've had plenty of people like, hey, why am I getting a notice that you're about to shut the service? I didn't even realize the credit card expired.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to double check on that.
Yeah, you just want to be careful there.
Okay. So it's probably I don't know, late in your day. Are you gonna take off soon?
No, it's funny. I was out. Let's see, what time is it? 4:40. I am usually here at about 5:30. Typically, sometimes I'm here to 5, but since being on the West Coast, it's a little different here for me. I used to be on the East Coast. In other words, I'm still on the East Coast. I work in Florida, but I used to work with the mainly Midwest East Coast accounts. Now, last year, earlier this year, at the beginning of the year, they switched me on to the West Coast. So I usually stay a little bit later on Friday, not till 7, but I do during the week because, hey, it's a Friday night.
Exactly. You
Gotta
gotta
get out.
leave something for yourself, so.
Oh yeah, no, about another hour, I would say. Then there's, that starts the Friday night, but 5 days a week. I don't know, you guys just work 5 days, right?
Yeah, exactly. We don't really bring work home with us, but if it's needed,
Oh, we don't either. I mean, I just leave my computer. I have a laptop. I just unless I'm traveling. I was in Chicago last week for a trade show.
Yeah.
Of course, going to take that laptop with me. But typically, during the week, it's like I put like 10 hours a day in, I mean, it's a real 10 hours. So it's like
Yeah.
I'm pretty like I need a little bit of what do they call it, vegetation. I just need to, you know, not even think about work.
Exactly. Just kind of zone out and realign yourself.
Yeah, you can't run 20. I got some friends that run pretty hard in, this, you know, in the mortgage business.
Okay.
So I'm kind of familiar with a little bit about lending, but... You know, a lot of times they work on Saturdays because they work in a in an environment where they have a lending tree, you know, sends leads into them.
Right.
You know, if they're on the phone, if they could work from home, but if they're in the office and they have their phone on, they'll get a lead, and that could be a very valuable lead.
Yeah, exactly. Can't let those slip by you.
No, I mean, you have to, I mean, just like you guys, where do you guys get all your business? How do you drive? What do you do to bring in business?
So, from my understanding, like all of our marketing efforts are pretty much through direct mail, but we're trying to branch out and do some like more online marketing because direct mail is so expensive. But how we get our customers is through, you know, different vendor leads that salespeople have formed relationships with over the years, and also our company buys data off of like UCCs that are filed. So. Yeah, I think that's really common for people in this industry for working capital and leasing is to buy that same data. So it's extremely competitive because same data that you have is likely being used by, you know, several other sources. And as soon as that UCC is filed, customers get, you know, calls from a bunch of different banks and, you know, different lending sources. And it's like, hey, you need more money? That's kind of how it goes.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's a really challenge, I guess, you know, for that lead, for a good lead.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of times, you know, we're finding that these customers have had experience with the loan product, and so they're getting smarter, and, you know, as the market's becoming more and more saturated, we're just trying to find a way to kind of differentiate ourselves from the rest.
Sure. No, that's a very good... So you work with some lead companies, I guess, that can, you know, pretty much send you what I would consider a fairly qualifiable lead. I mean, it may cost more. Have you guys looked into that?
Yeah, I don't know. I would have to talk to Dean about that, but I don't think that's like an avenue that they're exploring currently.
Yeah, just keep that in mind because, and I was at the Chicago show. This was a Lend 360 show. A lot of lenders there, VC lenders.
The quote I gave you earlier,
business to business and business to consumer lending there.
Okay.
And a lot of lead companies there that, you know, work on feeding these companies leads.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a rather, and it's always fairly good show.
Okay.
Just would keep that in mind.
So it wasn't like your first appearance at this trade show, like you go pretty regularly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I was there last year, but it wasn't. It's somewhere every year differently. So this was Chicago, great city, by the way, incredible. And it was designed, you know, for companies like TransUnion, certainly, and a lot of lending companies there that scrub data and that need leads, that need to not only use data to validate the identity, but also they need the data to help skip trace to collect on the money as well.
Oh, I see.
But the lead companies, there's some huge lead companies there that, you know, could put together a list of leads for somebody like you. I'm just using an example, or maybe, and, you know, they could be very costly, but they could be a very good lead. So, you know, you have to look at the cost, the rate of return, the cost. Does it make sense to spend this to get a qualified? You know,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot that goes into that, and these companies just set that up.
All right. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind and, you know, talk it over with the supervisor and see, you know, what he thinks of that. We're a relatively young company. We've been around for 8 years, so, you know, just kind of going with the flow of, like, you know, the market and the industry changes. Working capital itself is also, like, a really new product, I'm told. We started as, you know, strictly leasing company, but then once working capital kind of emerged, that's kind of where, you know, the market drove our company as well.
Sure. So, but hey, you guys are doing okay. I mean, you guys got the right management. Sounds like you're doing the right thing. So.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything I could do to help, just let me know. I'm always around.
All right. Yeah, I'll reach out if I need anything. Just trying to get in touch with Wendy. And, if for whatever reason I can't get in touch with her, maybe you can point me to someone else. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm just looking at the account under trying to think.
Yeah, so. she left me a business card the last time we met, and it did say California and Hawaii division, so I'm just assuming she would be responsible for, you know, this region that we're in.
She is.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely would be your first one to look up to. I would definitely work with Barry. She'll get back to you. She's pretty good.
Okay. Awesome.
Hey, Wendy. I mean, Amy. you have a wonderful weekend there, and I'm sure.
Thank you. Yeah, you too.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye.